Ha. Woo. Oh man, we are gonna have some fun. We are gonna have some fun. We man, whoo, boy. Oh boy. Before we even get started, a big shout out to Nicholas Kelly, a big shout out to JOK, a big shout out to Toby Sahib, big shout out to, let's see, I think Alan Lewis was up in here, I believe so. Big shout out to Def Tony, big shout out to Deliberator Dorsey. I see y'all out there up in the chat. It's beautiful to see y'all sunshiny faces. So, you ready? Yeti? Late ill kid, at one y'all, so hold it down, bring that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today, all year, coming with another wonderful episode of, that's right, on screen. We are here live to talk about the finale of season three of Black Lightning. Boy, oh boy, we're gonna do some fun stuff tonight and just talk about this season in general, talk about this finale episode. There's a lot of stuff going on. I saw what you said, Nicholas Kelly in the house. Guys, start putting in your favorite moments of this episode and also your favorite moments of this season right up in the chat. We'll talk about those as well. I want to get started off by saying that, yes, you're right. Clapback News, the one and only Clapback News, has been sent to the Upper Room with Jesus. Come. Whenever you gotta bust out like the hymnals, you gotta like hum with the you gotta give them that, like Mahalia Jackson love. You can't just, you gotta be like So much love to Clapback News. Unfortunately, Clapback News did not make it out of this season. I know. I see the little guy getting up and getting down, having a good time. Let's see. We got Def Tony in the spot. Y'all talking about Lady Eve. Y'all got some. All right. Word. Cool. I see where y'all at. I see where y'all at. All right. No doubt. Come on up. Come on up. You wanna come up? Coming up. All right. Cool. So, all right. Let's see. Def Tony said the special effects reminded me of Gambi's imaging tech. You know what? That's a perfect place to start out. Let's start with Gambi. Gambi keeping a cool head under like interesting conditions was what I really enjoyed. What? So he wanted to, make sure the team was on point. You got Anissa and Grace. They're fighting against each other. Anissa has to knock a woman out. You know what I'm saying? After she knocks a woman out, she's like, "Oh, Gambi, what I'm gonna do?" And Gambi's like, "You need to finish the mission." You know what I'm saying? And then with TC, he was like, he told Jen and Brent, he was like, "Look, y'all need to go. I'll take care of TC. You do what you got to do. I got this." So I like him keeping a cool head, calm under pressure. You know what I'm saying? I like that, and much love to that. Also, much love to Def Tony said, "Homegirl had no discretion. LOL. She literally in the middle of the street, not behind a bush, while reporting on Markovia and slaughtering everyone." Yeah, true that. True that. You know what I'm saying? She, homegirl, did not take her own safety into account. I do want to remark upon the actor that plays Henderson, Captain Henderson. We saw his post on Instagram in, I believe, December saying, or November, saying that he had filmed his last scene, and now we saw it, and it's hard to see him go, especially knowing that part of the reason that he's gone is because our original plan got derailed by somebody. And that somebody is Jen. And let's go on and talk about Jen right now. Okay, so why, when you run off like I told you not to, why when I finally come and save you after being beat up, after being kidnapped, after not being in the back like I told you because you wasn't ready. Then when I save you, you act like you can't say thank you. You act like you can't say, dad, you was right. You act like you, like, really though? Really? Yo, man, I'm telling you, that girl, woo-wee, that girl. See, this is what happens when you raise kids and they ain't got no, you know what I'm saying, they ain't got no respect. Because the whole reason we had to change our plan and our strategy is because you ran off alone, got beat up, got kidnapped, and now when I come save you, you act like it was nothing? Like, come on, man. Come on. Like, come on. But with that said, I did like that scene between Jin and Gravedigger where you have her talking about, you know, we've made so much progress, and him being like, you ain't seen no progress, this, that, and the third. And it's a very interesting take on American history and the U.S. government from the eyes of someone who's been burned by it and someone else who has not yet experienced how dirty the U.S. government can be. We're talking about someone who grew up during World War II, who was beaten down, experimented on by the U.S. government, then left for dead for the U.S. government, and also treated all the black soldiers however they wanted to treat them, especially, I mean, on top of however society in America treated them. He has a very different perspective on America. And even though it may not be the America that you experienced, meaning you, meaning Jin, does it mean that that America does not or did not exist, and that his beef is not a legitimate beef? And I believe from his eyes, he's thinking, just because you get to go to the same school with somebody does not mean that you've made strides. Didn't a kid get killed in broad daylight by police just last week, just last month, just last whatever? You know what I'm saying? How many strides have you really made? That could be his perspective. And he wouldn't be far off base by saying that. You know what I'm saying? He wouldn't be crazy in making that assessment. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Deftoni. Says, excellent dialogue between Gravedigger and Lightning about the state of black folks. Gravedigger called out Obama. He did a lot of not so good for black people things. We won't get on that because I don't want to derail this, you know, finale into Obama talk. But yes, you know, he's got some things that I'm not too pleased with. But I think that was a very interesting conversation. I think that's a conversation you would not be able to have without black people in the background, behind the scenes, behind the camera as well, writing, directing, show running this, you know, particular production. I think that's what makes this show great. I think that's what makes this show interesting and worth watching. It's not only the music, like hearing like 80s old school, like hearing Tribe Called Quest during a fight scene, but also by having these conversations about where the state of blackness in America is right now and what that means. I thought that was really cool, and give them a lot of props for that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of respect for doing that one. You know what I'm saying? Because I think they handled it in a very interesting way, especially after us seeing their past. You know what I'm saying? I think that's something very interesting in the way they handled that. So I'm down with that. Big shout out to Nicholas Kelly. Said, shouldn't Gravedigger recognize Brandon's abilities since he was in Markovia a good amount of time? Because I know for a fact that the royal members of the country has earth-based abilities. Yeah, but okay, here's the thing, Nick. You keep jumping on the royal-based powers and that, things like that. That just because that sort of exists doesn't mean that Gravedigger knows. And Gravedigger, I don't think, came in contact with Brandon during the Markovian assault or rescue mission. I don't think so. Did he? Let me know if he did, but I don't think he came in contact with him. So he actually may not know. And even if he did, he might not be super interested. He might be like, so what? Some kid with earth power, so? You know what I'm saying? Because, of course, he's amassed, what, like 6-7 powers, maybe more now? So he might not be even sweating that. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Def Tony said they did hit him with that combo. Yes. I like seeing them team up. I would have just liked seeing Jin and Brandon do more than just their power lava hit together. It's like once they realized that that wasn't really doing anything, it would have been cool to, you know what I'm saying, it would have been cool to see them maybe like change it up, switch it up, maybe try a different angle, try a different maneuver, try a different, you know, technique. So, you know, definitely I would have liked to see some more combo work, but vary the attacks. You know what I'm saying? Vary the attacks and see how else you can take this person down. See, also, as we see, Lin back on that white horse. I thought we was talking about all the truth, no more secrets. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, come on now. Let's be for real. I thought, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Thought she was off the white horse. Nicholas Kelly said he saw him on the camera when he was studying them. But I'm just saying in reference to Brandon Baron Bedlam because of the militaristic standpoint. So I was hoping for that connection. I don't think we're going to get that. At least, of course, not this season. Louisiana Kid, what up, Louisiana Kid? Says, bro, the guy playing Geo-Force is a terrible actor. He's as bad as the guy that played Cloak and Cloak. No, you not. No, you bet not. No, you bet not. Don't you be talking about Tyrone. Don't stop me. Don't stop me when I'm talking about Tyrone. Because you going to try to stop me, and Louisiana Kid going to try to stop me. Don't neither y'all try to stop me. Look. Don't mess with Cloak and Dagger, all right? You know I love that show. You know I like that show. Don't you do it. Now, Brandon does have a dumb look on his face about 90% of the time. Oh, yeah, Nicole. Big shout out to Nicole said the green horse. Yeah, she's on the green horse. But, yo, man, look, I'm looking at it like this. Yo, I thought we weren't telling, or I thought we weren't keeping secrets anymore. You know what I'm saying? I thought we weren't keeping secrets. Now you up in here, you got the little pills again. Do you think that's not going to come up? Like, come on, Lynn. But can't tell nobody nothing. She know everything. Also, speaking of Lynn. Looks like she made it out okay, because Dr. Jace did not make it out okay, boy. Dr. Jace caught the clacka clacka. Like, yo, she caught the ill, yo. She caught the ill shoddy. So, with that said, before I go forward, I want to give a big shout out to Geek Fine Art. This artist sponsor, while behind me, has a whole bunch of pieces from Geek Fine Art on Instagram. Go to Instagram.com/geekfineart is spelled regularly. You ain't got to do no extra stuff. Also, big shout out to my man, big shout out to Panda, largest Patreon supporter. Big shout out. Much love. Also, Thought Crimes, big shout out, Grassroots Podcast, For All Nerds, Black Tribbles, all y'all doing y'all thing. And a big shout out to Arcatron, representing the Space Bridge that is on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, all that stuff. Check it out right now. Cop the album. It is worth your time. So, big shout out to, we're going to go back a second to, let's say, was it Toby that said this? Let's see. Toby said, I kind of didn't feel like this was a finale because usually a finale, you go out with a bang. Okay. So as you can see, Nerd Soul Light agrees. This was more of a resolution of the tail end of season 2 and season 3. This was more of just kind of like wrapping up and resolving ASA and getting ASA out. So yeah, it wasn't like the kaboom we were looking for, but a lot of people got their just desserts. And I'm down with that. You know, Lady Eve didn't die, but she did catch a bullet. Dr. Jace caught a clack a clack out. What is it? Odell, you got hit in the spleen. You know what I'm saying? So Odell caught an L. Let's see, who else got shot? Braxton P. Hartnabrig got beat up. Braxton P. Hartnabrig is dead. The major, I don't think is dead. I think Eddie Munster is still alive, but she's probably in jail or something now. So, you know how that is. She's probably in jail by now. Death Tony says Lady Eve fine. Even if she died anyway, she got that resurrection. True. She does have the resurrection on lock. So that is an option for her. And she can always pull that out if need be. Let's see. Also, we got, I saw that comment about clapback news again. Oh boy. Def Tony said, I agree too. I had to double check the episode number. Just making sure. That's it. But I'm glad that we're at a point where we can move forward. ASA is shut down. And on top of ASA being shut down, Odell's pretty much gone. You know, he's out of the picture. Lady Eve is on ice-ish. Lala is there. Henderson died. You know what I'm saying? But Tobias is still in a position to do damage. And we know that Tobias is now on the quest to, you know, acquire as many powers as possible. And I want to see what that quest looks like. And I want to see how he gets there. And I think he'll create and provide a very long-standing threat to the Pierce family. Speaking of the Pierce family, and I want to say a big shout-out to everybody that's in the chat, that everybody that's watching. Thank you for coming through. Thank you for watching and hanging out with us. Let's see. Def Tony said, yeah, acquiring Markovian Metas. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The Blackovian. and also seeing that Gravedigger is still alive. So there's a lot of threads that, even though we closed off a big story thread, we still have small things that we can pull on if we ever need villains and stuff in the future. And a big issue here that I think that we had with, like, people like Dr. Jace doesn't exist no more because they're dead. So I like that. You know what I'm saying? I like that she's gone. I think she's served her purpose. I think Brandon will be gone next season, hopefully, in most cases. I think he'll be taken care of in most cases, and we'll see where this shakes out with the coma with Grace. But our core team is together. They're happy. TC's safe. And nobody's too bad right now. You know what I'm saying? We have a little stuff to be worried about in the future, but at least this is some time for them to take a breath between now and whatever craziness goes on next season, because I like where Khalil is at. So whether he leaves the show or not, at least I think we've wrapped up his story. And I like the fact that even though Black Lightning came with that whack argument of the whole, like, he needs to go to jail. No, he doesn't. He made me kill my mother. He used me as a tool against my own will, breaking my mentals and making me into a robot to kill my mother. No, he deserves to die. On top of all the other people that he's killed, he deserves to die. And this whole fake faux moral, there's sometimes heroes, and this happens in comics a lot, so I mean they're only copying the comics, but heroes get into this faux moral high ground that's just corny sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's just like it's annoying from time to time. So that's something that kind of gets to me every now and then, is this like, no, you can't kill him. You have to send him to jail. That's how he has, is that how he has to go? Because I don't think that's the only way he has to go. I think that's the way you want him to go so you can feel good. I don't need that. I'll plug a couple shots at him and be done with it. And I know they took the cop out of, I shot him in his spleen. I honestly would have rather him just kill Odell and let this be a clean break of this season. You know what I'm saying? I would have, like, cut it out. Big shout out to Nicholas Kelly said, so it looks like Gambia is going to be mentoring TC in the ways of keeping death on him like Old Spice body spray. And then Def Tony said, I'm fine with him still being it if he rocks with a better squad than before and the squad gets some real screen time. Okay, I see where you're coming from. Nicholas Kelly says, Khalil literally dead, been forcibly brought back from the dead, then made into a literal winter soldier and was made to kill his own mom. Jefferson should have stopped drinking that Arrowverse. Yeah, that's definitely on some like, you shouldn't kill them. You're above killing. No, I'm not. No, I am not. Chitty chitty bang bang. Look, hey. Everybody don't look. What is the discussion about? Is like Odell? Is it like he's really straight dead? So that's how I feel about that situation. So this season as a whole, I know that the ratings. Well, this is for TV in general, and I know Nielsen doesn't count online showings and online viewings. But of course, this season has had the least. Viewership. But I believe it's already been renewed for a fourth. But regardless of the amount of viewers watching, the quality, in my opinion, has been going up, which is weird. You know what I'm saying? It's like you see the quality go up and the viewership go down. But they're also not counting the people that binge watch it after it comes on Netflix that don't have cable. The people that are watching it on Hulu after the live 7, you know, all of these extra eyeballs that are actually on the show, they don't count as live numbers. So we don't really know what the actual, you know, viewing audience is, but Black Lightning has been fresh this season. The musical choices have been on par. I've loved how they've used the occupation of the ASA to make a commentary on Black life in America. I did not like the way they fractured the family. I didn't think it made sense. But right around the time when it was starting to grow on all of us, they ended it, which was cool. And I appreciate that. I think they kind of knew like, okay, this is getting old. Let's wrap this up, because them all being separated just didn't make sense as people that know each other. You know what I'm saying? So, that's kind of how I feel about it. Let's see. Nicholas Kelly says, Jefferson keep forgetting everyone is different in their methods and don't follow exactly everything he says or deems is right. Case in point, Gambi, Khalil, Lala, Anissa, etc. Yeah. Now, in most cases, Jefferson is right. In most cases, he has a very level-headed approach. But there is nothing redeemable about Odell whatsoever. He presents nothing. We got the briefcase with everything we need to know. He doesn't have any information we need. He's not redeemable as a character. He doesn't want to be redeemed as a character. Why is he still alive? You know what I'm saying? So most of the time, he's right. But in this case, it's like, dude has no value. Black how? Big shout out to Gotham Guy. Of course, Gotham Guy. I see you. You saw they went to Gotham. You're trying to roll through. Big shout out to Gotham Guy. Boo, 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 boo. With that $2 holla. Said, can't wait for TC to get a costume next season. Actually, he was kind of looking smooth in his Black Panther get up. He was like, power to the people. And I also like his the way they play his character, where like he was talking to the ASA systems and they don't feel good and blah blah blah. I like that kind of exchange, and I want to see him use more, especially with Gambi. He is a great pairing with Gambi as far as being able to talk to things, and he'll be a great successor for Gambi whenever Gambi takes an L, because Gambi lives a dangerous life. Alright? He like on his eighth or ninth life. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying he's a lucky guy. Toby says Henderson departure is a tragedy. True. Like I really hated to see him go. What can you do? You know what I'm saying? It's like there's nothing much you can do once he's left the show. But I do think they spent enough time on his death so they didn't fly by it. I would have liked a funeral scene because I think that he meant a lot to the show spiritually and to Jefferson, but maybe we'll get that at the beginning of season four. Also, I liked seeing Jennifer having to deal with that and have to look at it, because it's like the whole reason this went left is because you started the domino effect of you going out on your own and we having to change all of our plans. Big shout out to, oh snap, Jamal Lee. Beow, 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 beow. What's up? I see, yo, hey, y'all coming through tonight. Yo, what's up? Oh, also, big shout out to everybody that's watching. Go ahead and hit that thumbs up. If you hit that thumbs down, I'm going to send Tobias after you. And you know he's still out there rocking a koofy. Was it a koofy? No, he was rocking a little skull cap. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, look, I'm going to send Tobias after you. But yes, make sure you hit the thumbs up. Share this out to your folks. Make sure to chat with us in the comments, because we're going to be hanging out and chilling. So, big shout out to, let's see, Jamal says, I'm distracted. Is your shirt written in Krakoan? Ah, yes. Why, yes, it is. My shirt is written in Krakoan, which you can get at shop.thatnerdsoul.com, which I'll put in the chat so you guys can go and pick yourself up a Nerd Soul Krakoan t-shirt. Please feel free. Of course you can. Of course. I am so glad you brought that up. Nothing like a nice little nothing like a nice little plug in the middle of the show. But yes, the Nerd Soul Krakoan t-shirts is available at shop.thatnerdsoul.com. Put the link in the chat. You can always check it out. Get yourself a shirt, a little hoodie or something like that, whatever. It's all good. Also, big shout out to everybody who still read the X-Men. I'm way behind, but when I catch up, I will be doing a review on that. So, you know, I got you. It's just, you know, I'm a little bit behind. It's hard to read with someone that wants to crawl all over you when you're trying to focus on a piece of paper. Big shout out to Toby. Said the scene with Jen and Gravedigger was cool too, but I wanted a little bit more from Gravedigger, and he's 100 years old. Yeah, he looked good for 100, don't he? Boy, I'll tell you, probably exfoliating real well, you know what I'm saying? Taking care of himself, eating celery juice and stuff. You know what I mean? Keeping it up. You know, you got to keep your physical strong. 100 years ain't easy. You know what I'm saying? You probably drink V8 and stuff like that. You know, real healthy things. Big shout out to Nathaniel Davis. What up? Good to see you in the chat. Nathaniel Davis says, this show was dope. Wish Khalil and Jen patched things up. Yeah, it, unfortunately, I guess it makes sense. They have to move on so Brandy can come in. It's understandable. And, you know, of course, the way their relationship went down, you know, and him kind of trying to kill her. I mean, painkiller. But, you know, of course, her experiencing that, you know, I guess it's a good thing. He gets to move on, and then Brandon gets to come in and be kind of her counterpart, even though Brandon always has a dumb look on his face. So I hope he fixes that during the off season or the, well, I mean, I guess the off season is the season, the show, but you know what I'm saying? That all that'll be good and taken care of. Let's see. Corey Toombs, what up? Corey in the house says, Jen might have some better storylines now with her super friends. And Def Tony said, Black don't crap. Yeah, and Toby said Lynn still got her green light breath mints. Man, yep, relapse. That girl relapsing hard, boy. So with that said, guys, thank you for rolling through. We are just about at time. So going to throw in any last questions you have for me real quick, because we got to wrap this up. Because as you see, you can hear a little guy in the background. He is very antsy, moving around, and he's ready to be done. So, with that said, thank you for rolling through. Holler at me. I'm going to holler at you. Down in the comments, N-E-R-D, S-O-U-L, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And I'm going to get to a couple more chats real quick before we bounce. Because as you can see, little guy wants to get up on here. And I'm not going to let you see anyway because I'm going to hide that screen. So, you're going to be able to look at it. So, Toby says, Gravedigger is a black Superman. I think he needs a couple more. Can he fly? Can he fly? I mean, he does have a good amount of powers, but you know what I'm saying? He can fly. If he can fly, I might slide him with that. I do like the shapeshifting he had at the end, though. I do like that. You know what I'm saying? That puts him in the Martian Manhunter camp. So much love on that one. Let's see. Toby said that's his new name. Nicholas Kelly said her name is Glenda now. Oh boy. And Nathaniel Davis says, I hate that Tobias didn't get any fight scenes. Yeah, well, this was a time for him to take a back seat because we had to bring in Gravedigger, let him build up. We had to get the ASA, let them run their course. So I understand. Like I understand it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not super happy with it, but I understand it. And Nicholas Kelly said, are we going to get a Pierce Institute for the Gifted since we have a whole hall of time displaced metahumans looking for guidance? You know what? Oh, Daryl said he can't fly. So big shout out to Daryl. You know what? I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad with like a school for gifted children, Pierce being the principal or something. I wouldn't be mad at that. I wouldn't be mad. I think I wouldn't be against it, depending on how it's handled. That changes the show drastically, but I wouldn't be super against it if it was still handled well with care and respect and not made cheesy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to watch Riverdale. You know what I'm saying? So Toby said he got laser eyes and he can fly. So guys, that's it. Thank you for rolling through. Much love to all y'all coming through. A big shout out to everybody in the chat. So yeah, Nick Kelly in the house. Toby in the house. That's right, we in the house. Got Tef Tony in the house. Alan Lewis, I think, in the house. I got what? Nah. Man, where are my regular people? Where BB at? BB in the house? Anyway, Daryl in the house. Oh man, Deliberator Dorsey in the house. Nicole in the house. Where are my regular road dogs at? Even though much love to all my people, like got Jamal come through, we got Nicole come through, we got some new. I'm just saying, where are my folks at? Y'all better roll through tomorrow too, man. Come on, like y'all, Gotham guy is in the house. You know what I'm saying? We got everybody rolling through, and you know good and well, y'all supposed to roll through on a player. So anyway, guys, thank you for rolling through. Of course, NERDSUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Share this. Make a comment on the replay. We can talk about Black Lightning for the rest of the week or for the rest of the year until it comes back. It's all good. From myself and Nerd Soul Light, from us to you, we're saying thank you for chilling and ready? Yeah. Peace. 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 What? Peace.
Peace. Peace. Peace. Peace. Peace. Peace.
We out.